This is CNN.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I always like to bring to this show a tape or two, if I can, during the week. And last night, right before we fell asleep, Mrs. O'Mara informed me that she said, I saw Eddie. And I, of course, she speaks in non sequiturs all the time. So yeah. I said, Eddie, what are you talking about? Do we have a friend, Eddie? No, Eddie. I said, what are you talking about? Which I say a lot to her. And she said, Eddie the dog. And I said, Eddie the dog. Yeah, he said, the dog you played.
I remember.
I said,
him.
Oh, the little dog that likes to sleep. She said, yes. Eddie is, did I hear a burp?
I thought I had muted that. Good morning, everybody.
Pro. Anyway, so the sorry, that just threw me for a loop.
Didn't really expect did. It. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
So the Eddie that I played, I didn't know is Deddy. Eddie had passed away.
Oh, he has passed. Oh,
I mean,
dear.
Carla apparently has been watching Eddie for some time. I don't even know the timeline. As I always warn people, just because it comes across my feed doesn't necessarily mean that it's brand spanking new. Well, and that's everybody online, right?
Now I got to find that 104-year-old.
Yeah, to see how he's doing.
Still alive.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that would be worse.
Mike, I have a question about Carla. You talk about the non sequiturs and having to ask, what do you mean? I'm wondering if Carrie and her share this trait, which is Carrie will have a whole conversation in her head, just, you know, back and forth. And then she'll turn to me and say something like, well, do you think he's going to come at all? And I'm like, who? Yeah. Where? Because in their head, they're perfectly settled.
I believe that that's kind of what happens occasionally. Okay. So I don't know the details. All I know is that right before Betty By, it said she said Eddie's dead. So I guess this tape will be a tribute. But before we play,
it could have been worse, Mike. It could have been Eddie Munster from WAVA.
The thing, or the Eddie Munster from the television show.
Butch Patrick. Yeah,
is he still alive?
Yeah, he looks great. You remember how handsome he was as a little boy?
Yes, still good-looking kid.
Yeah.
The so Eddie. I'm not sure whether these tapes were because Eddie was sleeping because Eddie wasn't feeling well.
Oh, yeah.
Because really, if that's the case, if Eddie is sleeping all the time because he's, you know, at the end of the line, then right. I feel, you know, like, well, no wonder he didn't want to wake up, right?
Does he have an infection?
What's that, Josh?
Well, I just assumed bad owner. He doesn't want anything to do with that owner, that lady.
See, I thought just... The cute part of me thought that Eddie was just sleepy all the time.
Yeah, me too. And you know what occurred to me as you just said that is, you know, my dog Linus is losing his mind. Maybe it's part of that.
Because he's old?
He's old and he can't hear anymore. I mean, Linus will be 15. So, I mean, he's still physically fit.
Yeah.
And so maybe Linus will snap and bite. Occasionally bit Carrie this week. And maybe it's the dog is just pissed.
Linus bit your wife?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Badly?
Not as bad as I'd hoped, but enough that she went to the doctor, yes.
That's interesting. Wow. I mean, she went to the doctor because he broke the skin?
Yeah, he had to break the skin then.
Yeah, it was two punctures on the palm and one on the back of the hand. He and
one lost finger.
No, the fingers stayed. The thing is he worships the ground she walks on. So I don't feel safe in this house. But
your wife got bitten by your family dog?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we've been having some conversations about that this week. Is it okay to be in your house when you fear your family dog? And I said,
How long has Linus been doing this?
Well, I mean, this was an extreme example, but he's been snappy and growly for probably about 9 months to a year. And I do think I think part of it is that his hearing is going, and it makes him crazy. And he just it doesn't seem like he's not the dog he once was. He's very different.
You're gonna have to make a choice.
I know, and I'll miss her.
let's play Little Eddie right now.
Thank you.
Eddie, mommy would really like to go outside. Please. You want to go for a little walk? You want to go to the dog park?
Eddie's tired and sleepy.
I know, it's tough. Why is the dog bed on your desk?
Yeah.
Just 10 minutes, Eddie.
The dog's in
hospice. Little sunshine.
Yeah, it is hospice-like.
All right. Oh, okay, bud. It's okay, Mom. Oh, okay. It's okay. All right.
Oh, that's what it is. Now I feel horrible about it.
You know, I think there is, and one thing that's quite telling is Eddie does that growl, but he doesn't do a shark face. He doesn't even move his lip. He does
when her hand gets close. You know,
well, that's the bite, what we call the shark.
This, yeah. You know, one of the things, this is a major deal in your world with your wife getting bitten by your dog. When did this happen?
Yesterday.
Okay.
And so I was going to actually bring it up for the bonus show, but it's a tough thing. It's a weird thing. I mean, there's more of a in-place game plan if you have a family member, a human that's losing their mind, but I don't know what to do with a dog. And you know,
I do.
I know, but I really like him.
That's a shame. That's terrible. Yeah.
You that held him really like he was like 10 weeks. I remember you holding him as a puppy. And he was a good boy.
People are so dog's feet on the emotions in a house.
Yeah, your mom feeds on something.
God, people. They're so savvy to this show. They really, really are. I mean, just we have to be careful. They're so savvy, you know?
But I mean, this bite was really bad. But I mean, he's been growling.
What do you mean
himself.
Really bad? I have to pry it out of you. What do you mean really bad?
To the doctor, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like blood?
Yes. And antibiotics. No swelling today. No sign of infection. So it looks like he's.
What did they recommend?
We will be
the doctor can't tell you. The vet tells you what to do.
No, but
right?
Isn't there a point where they have to report the dog?
We got a call last night from the Loudoun County Animal Control. And they said in the message, because it came up, unnotified or maybe spam alert. But I got the message and it said, just wanted to check on Carrie and Linus. So, I mean, they got reported to by the doctor. The doctor said they had to report it.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's like, you mean it's just like when there's a spousal abuse situation,
like
they have to report?
Yeah. Nobody
showed up at your door, though.
No.
It could be a danger to the neighborhood.
Yeah, and that's the thing that bothers me most. I've got a couple great kids in my neighborhood that have loved Linus for years. And when you take them out for a walk, they like want to go and pet him. And I'm like, maybe not today. You know,
oh,
and
that's too bad.
It sucks.
So, you going to put him down?
Ultimately, yeah. I just don't know. I think Carrie's going to be a hard sell on it. She's like an abused spouse in that relationship. He can treat her like hell, and she'll say, but he'll be better next time.
So she loves Linus more than you?
Loves Linus more than I love Linus, or loves Linus more than she loves me?
Loves Linus more than you love Linus.
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
That sucks.
So it's she's
I'm
not
sure it's not unusual that dogs get that. What's that, Josh? I'm sorry.
So I at the start I thought that Rob was being pressured to put him down, and Rob was
no.
The
Robert
one
is the
that.
One that would have had him shot yesterday. Robert wants him gone.
Has he bit Robert?
He has in the past, but nothing like this. I mean, it's just and it wasn't
Wait a minute,
a situation.
He's bitten Robert in the past.
Yeah, and I've been bitten too. I mean, dogs snap. But
No, dogs should not bite you.
You're right. I don't like it, but I mean, it was not. There was nothing
Were you guys
that merited
fighting over food.
No, and this was not even. This was giving him food that he snapped. No, even worse.
Is she pissed?
She's disappointed and sad more than pissed. I think it. And it is really complicated because when Robert comes to you and he says, "You know, I don't want to put him down."
Yeah,
He's old. He's my childhood dog. And I'm thinking about it. We got it when Robert was 8. I mean, that dog has been around for everything. And to think of having to put an end to it. I guess the only thing I have to balance it is, well, obviously our own safety, but whether or not he is going to, you know, ultimately do something really stupid, because he will also.
Well, he already used to did.
Occasionally he will bolt.
Ultimately, he bit your wife where she needed medical attention. That's
That's pretty tough. And
why is Robert so? Because he's been bitten in the past.
Yeah,
he doesn't like the dog.
No, he likes the dog a lot, but he's, I think, less patient. And, you know, he's...
There's also something about ending it before something bad happens. You don't want your final memory to be this horrible.
That's what I was thinking as well. Because, you know, he's always been sort of the dog that if he gets
out of... Does he have any accidents in the house or anything like that?
No, he is perfectly solid. When I take him outside on the long leash, he'll run. I mean, he doesn't have joint pain. He's physically, other than the hearing, quite a
specimen. He's got a strong bite.
He does. His jaw is strong. I promise you that. Yeah. But
no, that sucks.
I was gonna say he's always been a dog that will occasionally, if he bolts, he'll walk around the neighborhood and then come home. And we used to think that was sort of cute, not real cute, but sort of cute.
That's a shame.
And I don't want him out there running around if he can find a kid or a neighbor. Especially this is the horror thought. Is that if he's out there running around, the neighbor or someone in my neighborhood sees him and doesn't know that he ultimately comes home, right? Because he always does. He knows exactly where he lives.
He's gotten out before?
Yeah. And if they were like to grab him to help him, to, you know, just say, hey, he's got my phone number on his collar like any other dog. I don't want them to try to help and have him snap, you know?
You mean have him bite?
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Draw blood or anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if a dog goes in, and then, you know, makes a gesture, even if they don't bite, it's still horrifying.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you. I will keep you updated.
I mean, it's, you know, it's a drag when dogs go lose their buttons and like that. I'm with Robert. I think it's time. But then again, I have a big family history of, you know, getting dogs, pardon the pun, a very short leash.
Well, you keep dog for 4 or 5 years.
Well, I mean, this is my mom used to, you know, dispatch pets very quickly if they had issues, you know.
Would she tell him? Is it the kind of thing she would do in the morning and tell dad when he got home for dinner?
Well, one time we had a cat, and because my mom was, you know, her father was French Canadian, they called the cat Blanchot, White Cloud.
White cat.
So Blanchot got sick. And mom, just one day, I came home from school and Blanchot was gone. And I said, where's Blanchot? And I said, I had to put Blanchot down. Blanchot had cancer and we had to put the dog down. Please let me tell your sister when she comes back from college. And Kathy walks in the kitchen. I said, Mom killed your cat. Because I was a little prick. That was the classic look. I was the classic little brother. Speaking of cancer.
Yeah.
My
favorite transition.
I get something hacked off me today. They called me. I'm not sure what it was. I'll find out today. But they got they did a biopsy on it. And now they have to chop it off my arm. So that's it. This is the healthiest show in America.
How big is it? Is it going to be a deep one or sort of a slice off the top? How do they do it? I don't even see anything there.
Is it a mole? Is it that mole there?
It's not a mole. It's a, like, I thought it was like a little.
Like a big freckle?
Like a little
Mike,
bite,
is
a
it
bite
a,
or something.
It's is right it there. A tumor?
It's not the tumor. but that's what somebody said, what's wrong today? That's just funny. That is,
Chat room is wrong.
Just funny. This week has been very, very interesting. But it happens. So we'll see what happens, but I go back 2 o'clock. Where you'll know it on the bonus show because I'll be taping the bonus show with you guys at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and
right.
That'll be fresh off. I'll have a Band-Aid and everything when it's. They didn't sound like it was a big deal, but when you get
it's an in-office visit. You don't have to be admitted.
No, that's
anywhere.
The way. Yeah, it sounds like that. I'm sorry, I said no, like Dennis Murphy. Yeah, it's an in-office, and it didn't sound like a big deal. But then after you hang up, you're like. Did they just say what I think they said, that they're taking it off because it's and I'll have all my questions. But when you get news like that,
yes,
you are hesitant to ask a lot of questions because you're dealing with a minor shock value instantly, and you kind of have to wait till the – now, in the meantime, I've been putting on the stuff that makes makes the skin burn a little bit. You know,
oh, I thought you were talking about like Max Factor. This is the liquidy stuff.
Yeah, the liquidy stuff. And I hope I've gotten I've been putting it on properly, and they'll let me know that too. So there's that. And it's look, in the event that this is serious, which I don't think it is, I have to ask questions like, why is a PA dealing with this and not a regular doctor? But that'll insult the
you don't
PA
think
who
it's
I
a,
have.
You what? Don't think it's a cash grab, do you?
That when if you're talking about the fact that this is a bigger procedure, I don't know. I don't trust anybody. I don't trust anybody.
Yeah.
Will we have to put you down?
I haven't bitten anybody yet. I've bitten Rob a couple of times before the show even started today.
That's and now I don't cast a reflection
because Rob had some news about one of our affiliate KCJJ. That we have KCJJ as an affiliate because of the a prep service that we use for the show. And then he just said we can't have it anymore because they're charging for it. And now it's been, you know, it's just, it was one more thing, you know.
It is.
Was just one more thing on the list. And it was very disappointing. And so, you know, it is what it is. We'll deal with everything that that we deal with. So it's there today. And then, because all this stuff is happening with that and with my arm and with all the, I didn't bring in the good news, which is I got the cool T-shirts for the weekend of All-Star Baseball. And it's really, really cool.
Parents' T-shirts?
I'm going to go get it right now because I want some happiness. Sorry, I kicked the camera.
Josh, is Memorial weekend a Memorial Day weekend a traditional time for the All-Star stuff to happen in Little League? Do they back time it to that, or is it just lucky this year?
I don't think so.
It's an early Memorial Day weekend.
Is his All-Star weekend this weekend?
I think that's what Mike said, yeah. So we'll have to see, because I would think they would love, the Little Leaguers would love the extra day, even though school is pointless at this point.
Yeah, well, now's a weird time because there's a lot of baseball tournaments over the next 3 weeks. Because down here, it gets too hot to play once the summer hits.
Mm-hmm.
So they try to get it all done before, like, mid-June.
Okay. So they're probably no back timing then. Although...
No, it's probably just how it laid out.
Okay. Yeah. Because they're talking about shutting down the entire city on Monday. Here's Mike's T-shirt. It's got a star. And
Josh, can I get a wide shot?
Yep, I'm working on that.
Mike, we were just talking. Do they time South All-Star? That's a great logo.
South Fort Myers All-Stars.
I love
it. Is this weekend All-Star weekend?
Yes. It's the warm-up weekend. It's not a...
okay. And there he is, number 9, just like Sonny. That is so cool. I didn't know you had the players on the back.
So
those are cool
shirts.
Super
excited. This is the real... season. This is
so
even though you all kids play rec baseball in the spring. This is the All-Star season, and it's very, very exciting. So
they
I'm
don't
really
back time it
to
happen on Memorial Day weekend, though. That's just the way it fell out this year.
I think probably. I don't know because I came in late to the party last year, so I'm not really that certain how it works. But we'll be heading up the road to where all the tournaments seem to be in Sarasota, Florida. So it should be very cool. And it extends the season a little bit. And it's fun for us. It really is. It's an absolute blast.
The best time of year for Sarasota, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we're in that season now.
Don't they have the festivals? The festivals this weekend? You should really find some
Sarasota festival.
Squash.
No, we'll be logging a lot of road time with about an hour and 40 minutes up and an hour and 40 minutes back twice. It is what it is. And
I think 2 hours is the turning point on a really long drive. You can do an hour 40. That's
I think an hour 40 is fine. And it's a joyous, joyous little experience that I want to say. Now, the other thing I wanted to bring up to the show, you know that I've discussed the fact that I watch slot influencers.
Yeah.
I watch Vegas Matt. I watch Lady Luck. I love Bretzky. Bretzky's mentioned us before. We've never done an interview with these people.
They're shady. They're not eager to
reach out.
I don't know
if they're shady, but they are tough to pin down.
I think it's a little shady.
Well,
they
maybe
don't want to answer the questions of where does the money come from?
Yeah, yeah. And there are lots of videos out there that, you know, why do they win all the time?
Yeah. Yes. Don't trust it. And if they reveal where it comes from, maybe more info gets out than they like.
Okay,
like,
the biggest conspiracy theory about slot influencers is that they get a lot of free play from the casinos.
Okay. Yes.
That's what you, and that's, but you get a lot of free play when you play a lot. So, and I don't know, I've never gotten the formula as to what the subscribers to their YouTube channels, what that translates into dollars for them, because they certainly have a ton of money. I don't think they get it all from the YouTube views, but you get an ass ton of money.
Do you think when you look at Gretzky, do you think he's got a good looking older woman that backs him?
When I look at Gretzky, I see his dad occasionally, and I'm like, well, maybe the family has a fortune that they're using.
Father,
you know,
Martsky.
The thing about Gretzky,
does he mention the casino he's at?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
Yes.
So yeah,
some of them do. They, you know, a lot of them go to the El Cortez. So there seems to be a business model there.
That means the Cortez.
It's also, yeah, they've got permission to shoot video when most people don't.
They do.
Yeah, they do. They don't like, as a rule, videos. Not good in casinos.
Well,
they don't even
have your
phone out.
I can count 10, 11 casinos where I've seen the videos done, from small ones to the ones here in Florida.
Then maybe they loosened up.
What's that?
They probably have loosened rules up.
I think they understand it as a promotional opportunity. But these slot influencers have tremendous followings, and they're always talking about it. In particular, Lady Luck does a lot of events where people come out, and she fills auditoriums, and it's a really interesting thing to say, to see, and they can win tens of thousands of dollars. Yes.
Does she have like an act, or do they have a slot machine in the auditorium for the get togethers? How do they do it?
Usually the one I saw was an auditorium where she's just coming up on stage and maybe doing some giveaways. I think there's always that. I don't know all the details. But I do know primarily their content is that they do a little intro and then you see the machine and you play along. And for somebody like me, a former degenerate gambler,
well, sure.
I think once you're a degenerate gambler, you're always a degenerate gambler.
The only thing you can be cured of is alcoholism.
And I look at these all the time. However, when you're a slot influencer,
yes,
at least be able to present yourself in a way that, you know, you're a coherent communicator. Not that this guy I'm going to play you is incoherent.
Yeah.
But I want you to judge. There's so many conflicting things. This is so the world of me. I'm listening to it. And Vegas Matt, for example, articulate guy, sets the table really well. Is he super bright? No, I don't think so. Lady Luck sets the table, really, you know, says, this is what we're doing. We're trying to do. We're going to bet this. Bretzky, nonstop patter, funny patter, good lingo, good stuff. These guys, first of all, two questions.
Okay.
Where'd they get their money? Because I can't imagine. I really can't. But they have a ton of it. And I don't know. I somehow feel like perhaps that money was ill-gotten. That's what. Check out. Yeah, I think I wrote this down. Let's see. This guy is called Omar. Big Bet Omar or Slot Omar.
Oh, BBO.
Something.
Yeah. Oh, wow. We got the bonus on the last spin. It just keeps going and going and going. Brand new off-the-shelf game called Dragon Trio Midnight Storm.
Max
I have
Bet
played
Omar.
The original Dragon Trio, but not Midnight Storm. This game looks super, super cool. We're going to play it, but like a high-limit slot. We're going to start out with $20,000. Let's do this.
I'll tell you one problem with Omar.
Okay, so
skip ahead. All right, go ahead.
I didn't realize this has a $1 denom, meaning that this is already a high-limit machine. I mean, you know, for most high-limit players, this might be a like a medium limit machine being on $1 denom, because I believe they could have a like a $10 denom.
All right.
But this maxes out.
There you go. You need it
at the $1 denom.
You got all
we got all
you
those trees completely even, by the way. Now, I originally chose this machine because the green tree was big and Now the jackpot storm and
all
the price storm.
Do you see my point?
Yeah, he's not telling us anything. And also,
now, I don't remember it's how like the original played. It is a fun game. I have played on the channel before.
It's a third grade level.
It's called Dragon Trio.
And it's like,
but
you
this
know.
Is the new joint, Midnight Storm.
And also, too much editing up front. It feels like I was watching an episode of Fantasy Island.
Anyway,
but also, this is the standard game that they have now. I mean, it's not like it used to be in a slot machine. Where you actually play the slot to try to empty a pot or fill a tree or set off a firework of some sort for your big money.
And then he's got his buddy that comes in who's equally inarticulate. And
says,
go ahead.
Max Bet Omar gets his money from YouTube and social media ad revenue. So from you sitting there watching it, he's making money.
Okay.
And then casino affiliations, casino promotions, sponsorships, and merchandise that he sells.
I would like to say this.
Beard wax.
I am available. If there is a casino out there that would like to really get some wonderful patter and some stunting and gimmickry, you know, I'm there. I'm available.
We're going to need some samples. You're going to have to start making some videos so we can send it to the casino.
But I can't
tell them.
I don't do what I do anymore because I have trouble with it. I tend to
need a
sell
casino.
Cars. What?
You need a bank. You need a banker.
I need
a casino.
Sponsor.
Would you be okay with a smaller casino like the Orleans, or does it have to be like the big guys?
No, I they're not the big guys. I don't think the El Cortez is a big guy, is it? Right.
I've heard of it.
I don't think it is.
I think it's an old school guy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like an MGM Grand, but they go to big places like Hard Rock, and you know, I've seen that type of thing. But this guy, the thing that pissed me off, it's like I thought that was a $10, but it's $1, and then his buddy comes in and goes, "Yeah, this is good. This is super cool, bro. This is And I'm like, where did they get? You know what they did the other? I'm watching one where they put $100,000. In a machine.
Not on one bet.
But they actually gamble it, and they're like spinning, they're making $1,000 bets, $2,500 bets. It's incredible. Yes, Josh.
Well, maybe you should try this with the iPad, just at home. And we just green screen you into a casino. It's just you on the iPad.
Or does Carla still have her machine? That has like 60 different games on it.
Yeah, but it's that would not translate. You know,
show the back of it. You could occasionally say, "Hey, I won."
Or Doug Terralt writes, "I don't know if Mike would have the patience to make and edit the videos." I don't think we're dealing, Rob. When you saw that beginning part, which was the edited part,
it was sloppy done.
It was sloppy, horrible. But I also don't think there is a tremendous amount of editing that goes into this. This is a brief intro, then
there shouldn't
the camera
be any...
goes in front. I've never seen them do it. You know,
honestly, there shouldn't be any editing because that makes it even more sus to me.
I've got a new idea.
Yeah,
what if we take his video, but we replace all the audio? So we take this guy's video.
Oh,
and
Mike narrates it
over to Mike.
All right, let's do. Let's mute the audio and just run the slot part of it, and I will. I'll offer my commentary.
Possibly make one of those.
Here we are in the El Cortez. What a beautiful day it is here. Oh, that was so close. I almost got the three kings. What a beautiful day we're here. The casino is not as well traveled as it normally is, but we're shooting for it right now. I wish it was a game I knew better because I don't know what the big symbols are.
We've got to find video of a game you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it appears that the chips fill the soup pot. Like the or the tree, I guess, on this one, as he said. So the purple chip.
I know dragons are always good. The balls, the purple balls, fill the little pots that are there. This is there's a green. Fantastic.
You won't get many of those, though.
The dragons are wonderful. I don't know the game, so I can't do it articulately when I don't know the game. He's doing it. Oh! There's my bonus. No, I didn't get.
But
a bonus.
Why did he cut from it? It looked like he got it.
I guess because he really didn't get a bonus.
There, you got a bonus on the purple. There.
I don't know that. Didn't. Yeah, he won $240.
This is not working. See, but I could, you know, if I was really doing that, I'd be. And by the way, you know, I can generate a lot of content. I just need. Here's the deal. I need $2 million. Just a little bankroll. Just a little bankroll, and I will fly out to Vegas this weekend for Memorial Day.
And
I will start my influencer career.
I'm in for $20.
Yeah, me too. I'll match that.
I appreciate
that. I'll double it.
My question
for you is: he seems. Who was this guy that we were looking at? What was his name?
Max Bet Omar.
Omar.
And I want to know, but I mean, I don't think that kind of gambling, and I have heard Vegas Matt talk about it. That kind of money is not. The money he gambles is not generated solely by his influencing on YouTube. It can't be.
Right.
It cannot be. I don't think there's enough money to gamble the way he gambles. So I'm not really sure where it comes from. And I thought it's a little sus, as the kids would say.
What would your streamer name be?
Oh, boy, that's a great idea. All right, chat group, here we go. What would be, we've got Vegas Matt, we've got Max Bet Omar, we've got Lady Luck, we've got Bretzky, and...
I don't think your name is as important. They all seem to have like a trademark.
I think my name is very important.
The name's important for selling merch.
Yes.
Well, that was what I was going to ask, is that, you know, Omar's thing seems to be a waxed black beard and a hat. Will you have a trademark?
Well, I mean, you mean a logo?
No, I mean like something you do, like a big pocket watch.
Well, I mean, we've had a lot of animation. Magic Mike.
That's pretty good.
That is really quick. I like that. Old Man Jackpot. Gambling Mike. Here we go. They're starting now. They're doing this. This is wonderful.
Jack Potter. Yes. I like, you know.
What is Forever 245? I don't get that one. Is that something bad? Why do I feel like I smell Millions Mike?
wouldn't you rather go with Mike Millions, though?
By the way, the chat group, I love you people. You are really making me happy this week. Thank you. I'm not quite sure. I still want to know what Forever 245 is. Poor house, Mike.
Mike, my only thoughts on 245, it could be praise, could be your IQ. Or it could be a plateau in weight loss.
There is no 245 IQ.
That would be great if you had it, though, wouldn't it? It'd be very, very smart.
The Marian Voss IQ Safon. Is 200, isn't it?
I think it's higher than that.
I think it's like 160.
160, something like that. Golden Boy, no! No!
No, it's
from the old show. Your weight the last 2 years.
That's what 245 is, he's saying.
That's too funny. I love that. Anyway, we'll see what happens with that. But I watch this guy and I'm like, man, you know, I don't expect you to be a professional broadcaster if you're a slot influencer, but I do want to have some level of communication ability. And I found that lacking. That was why I got
it. Do you still take the Parade magazine, great magazine?
No, don't have a chance to. I don't
get the Sunday paper. It comes in the Sunday paper.
Well, do you normally get a Sunday real paper?
No, I haven't gotten a paper in years.
I don't think that happens.
G. Gordon Millions. That's funny. Love you, folks.
There's a columnist in the Parade magazine. Maybe you remember, maybe you don't. Marilyn Voss Savant. And she would answer questions of people that had mathematical things to figure out or stuff like that. She claims to have an IQ verified by Guinness of 228. So that does exceed 200. I don't buy it, because if you're that smart, you're not going to be working for Parade magazine. You know,
it's pretty amazing.
But Howard Hughes never fails to make me laugh.
Mike Oldmera. All right. Well, is it me that everybody's breaking up on me a little bit today? Am I having a problem? Because there you are. You're both there.
It must be on you, yes.
We have to take a break. And when we come back, we've got tidbits. And later on in the show, we have a lot of different things about Casa de los Muertos, the place where I live.
I usually translate as a joke, but it's home of the dead.
Home of the dead. We'll be right back on the Mike Omera Show. Whoa. Friends, a quick warning. Beware of the takers. You know the type. They listen to the free show Monday through Thursday and give nothing back. Tisk, tisk. For shame. But us, We're different. We're the givers. We give you the bonus show every Friday. We've got the goods, unfiltered, unrestricted, all access and fun. Because more access means more laughs. You deserve the good stuff, the extra stuff. We're talking TMOS extras. Unpredictable bonus content you won't find anywhere else. Or go big with the commercial-free feed, complete with the bonus show every single week. Sign up today because your bonus subscription keeps this whole party rolling. You fuel the fun, and we keep it coming. So smash that bonus show tab at MikeO'MaraShow.com and jump in. The water's fine. Be a giver. It feels great, and the laughs are guaranteed. Yay! All right, time for tidbits. Hit the music. We are really ready to go here, ladies and gentlemen, with the news that I feel you need. Yes, I'm taking full responsibility on what I bring to the table here today, ladies and gentlemen. Gina Carano posted her first comments on Monday since her mixed martial arts fight with Ronda Rousey, the record-setting viewership. She explained why she lost in just 17 seconds. Rousey stopped Carano with her signature armbar only seconds into the two iconic fighters' double comeback bout Saturday night. Carano, who hadn't fought in 17 years, was all smiles even after the swift end to one of the longest layoffs in pro sports history. Carano and Rousey, she was returning to the mixed martial arts cage after 9.5 years. They hugged. They shared warm words, catching a lot of crap on the fact that, you know, they were kind of smiley, and it was over so quickly.
They got paid. They're happy to get their money, yeah.
On Monday, Carano explained why the fight ended almost before it had started. Quote, "My heart is heavy," she wrote on Instagram. "I wanted to throw, battle, win, but I kicked when I should have moved and was down and done. If I hadn't tapped, she would have broken my arm as it had begun to crackle."
Ooh. Oh, that's disgusting.
The disappointment of losing like that is very humbling. She wrote about the difficulties from her training. "It was physically the hardest thing I've ever done, taking the weight off while turning back into an athlete. I felt like a science experiment, losing 100 pounds. Every week, the pressure of how to get that little bit off, I learned a little late how to do it healthier, but trial by fire." So,
since I don't follow the sport, why was she up 100 pounds?
She hadn't fought in 17 years, and she wasn't training.
Ah, okay.
So that's why she'd gotten very heavy. There's a video, there are pictures of her where she was very heavy. And when you look at her getting back into the ring, I mean, she was ready to go. It was a bummer. I don't know. There's so many fights that people think if it doesn't go the full rounds, it's or a knockout that the fix is in. I don't know enough about it to know, but it was certainly very.
Would you have
viewed.
Liked to have seen the upset?
I would have liked to see a good fight. Have liked to see a good fight. And they were nice and kind to each other, and that's normally not the norm.
We have this from her. I don't know if this applies to the story or not. Let me give it a shot here.
Okay.
"And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time with 2 packages of cream cheese. I'm never full. I am never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami on clubs, 4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
My snake Jake is full. He had a big rat yesterday. Really big rat. Giant one.
Any chase or just a fast grab?
Fastest grab I think I've ever seen with that snake.
I wouldn't have slept last night. I can't believe you made me do that once. You circle made me do it. You did.
It's the circle of life. Earlier this year, speaking of the circle of life, Dunkin' tested 48-ounce buckets of iced coffee at a few locations in New England. Of course,
ounces?
It was in New England. 48 ounces
That's
of coffee.
That's a quart and a pint. That's a quart and a half.
For reference, a venti iced coffee at Starbucks is 24 ounces. So twice that. Now they will be available nationwide starting tomorrow. That's the the 22nd. The bucket costs $12.99 each and can be filled with iced coffee or refreshers and are fully customizable with varying flavors, caffeine, and sweetness. If you want one, you'll have to hurry. Dunkin' says every store will have 25 buckets. It's unclear if they'll ever be restocked or if this is a one-time thing.
It's a one-time thing to get viral.
The 48
ounce, me a bucket.
The 48-ounce buckets are not meant to be shared, and there's only room for one straw. They also won't fit in your cup holder, and you won't be able to get a refill. Buckets of coffee went viral last summer after smaller coffee shops started selling them, so it's not an original idea. Dunkin' is just going big with it. So,
and if you go to your local Dunkin' and they don't offer it, you know, you sometimes ask for it. It's the your brains out promotion.
Yum, yum.
Have but 25 per location is not going big with
no,
it.
No, nothing.
That to me would get you a little wired. 48 ounces of iced coffee or regular coffee.
Sure.
Not my amount. Last week, Nick Lachey revealed that he and his family randomly ended up on a flight to Hawaii back in March with his ex-wife, Jessica Simpson, and her clan. So I guess they both like Hawaii.
Sure.
He said that Jessica, her mother, and her estranged husband, Eric Johnson, were in first class, but Jessica's kids were in coach. That's not a great look. Kind of throwing her on the bus.
No, I would do that to my kids also.
You would take the first class seat?
Yeah, and give them coach. They got to earn that.
When my kids were young, I'd put them in coach, and I wouldn't go on the flight. I would just let them go. Go away.
Jessica answered her critics yesterday by passing the buck to her mom. She said her mother bought the tickets and the trip was her treat. She added that she had bought the tickets. If she had bought the tickets, the kids would have been in first class with her. Here's the big question. How old are the kids? If the kids are 7 and above, I'm like, put them in the back. No problem at all. Go ahead.
48 and 65. The kids
I'm not sure, but that's that. Nick Lachey, nice guy. Thank you, Nick.
Well, always been a class act, no matter what.
America has more. When I see
7,
something.
7, 12, and 14.
Oh, then go to the back of the plane, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Please.
When I see construction here in Florida around where I live, I'm always excited. Is it going to be something cool? Is it going to be a new retail location, maybe a new fast food joint of some kind, or a new chance?
Another hospital.
Or another hospital, or in the case down here, another effing storage facility.
Yeah, we got data centers up here.
Listen
Big
to this.
Nondescript boxes, yeah.
America has more than 53,000 storage facilities. That is more than all the Starbucks, McDonald's, and Subways combined. The rest of the world only has 10. The rest of the world. Has 10,000 self-storage facilities. And America has 7 square feet of self-storage for every man, woman, and child living in the United States. There it is.
That's depressing. And that's because we are a country that has never denied ourselves anything. That's why we're too fat.
Yeah, we have stuff and pile it up everywhere, even though we don't have houses that we can afford that are big enough to put our stuff
in. Exactly.
Half of them are in Florida.
Yes. And by the way,
it's the Northerners. They all move down here, and they don't have a basement to store their junk anymore.
They don't have their crap.
The storage unit.
And in many cases, no attics either. So they come down here and just put their stuff anywhere they want it. By the way, if you have a storage facility, our own Josh Soroka would love to buy it from you and, dumpster dive through your storage facility.
10 cents on the dollar.
I would love to own a storage unit just to make the money off those renters, just like a parking lot. A parking lot's the greatest gimmick.
I almost, years ago, almost got into that racket. Almost did it.
Really?
Yeah. It's big money. It's huge money. You build a mediocre building, structurally fine, but what's that, Rob?
It's found money, because once it's done, there's very little upkeep. You just have it. Josh is right, though. Parking lot, if you have just a little piece of land in a downtown area, it generates so much money. It used to really break my heart.
You pay with QR code, so you don't even need a person there to run it.
You don't need an attendant.
Absolutely. Storage. It's the American way, everybody. A lot more twins are being born. The twinning rate has increased by 1/3 since the 1980s. That is up from 9 twins per 1,000 deliveries to 12. Currently, that adds up to about 1.6 million twins, twins born each year throughout the world, which also means that one out of every 42 babies is a twin. One of my ex-wives is a twin.
That's right. Do you have any twins in your actual lineage?
No. Do you have any twins?
But, a set on both sides. My dad was a twin.
Oh, that's right. Your father was a twin. What about you, Josh? Any twins?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Do they credit it to like birthing drugs? People trying to get artificial insemination? Or do they give any reason for it?
My knowledge of it is that people that use various fertility techniques are known to have more twins. I think that might have something to do with it. But I don't know the deal. I don't know the rules or whether
I know with my grandma, she was with two men in one night. And that's what caused it.
The actual answer is the fertility treatments, and women are having babies older, where you used to stop at 35.
Now, so if you're an older woman carrying a baby, you're going to have a bigger chance of having a twin?
Over 35, you are more statistically.
Do you want to try that one again?
No.
But that is a warning. That is a warning to Dixie Carter.
Did you see any twins at Disney when you were there? They're probably, I would imagine Disney would be a big place for twins.
Yeah.
In real matching outfits, too.
You know? Well, that's the thing is everyone there has like their family matching outfits. And any family in the matching outfits are the jerks that think the entire park was built for them. So they'll just walk over
you. They were. The park was built for them. Be nice to the twins.
The only twins I really enjoy are evil twins.
Do you like it when one of the twins doesn't know the other twin is still alive?
I like it when one of the twins is good and the other one is evil.
I love it, yeah.
Especially if they're conjoined.
Yeah. Now that's not funny.
Conjoined, you know. We've interviewed conjoined twins. I don't think you could be a shock jock in the 80s and 90s without interviewing a conjoined. Lori and Dory, right?
One of them. They changed their names later, but they were Lori and Dory.
Right? They're gone.
Yeah, they were from Pennsylvania. It was great, though, Josh, because normally when we had a second guest in the studio, we needed to put in another mic. But for this one, the studio was right.
Where were they joined? At the head?
No, I think the hip.
Really?
Because one of them, Mike, one of them is a singer, and one wasn't.
And it was she had a very sweet voice.
It was pure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unadulterated. No auto-tune on that.
I was a twin. I think I should confess right now. It's
really?
It's back in the days when I used to ride mini bikes with my twin brother. I was in weighing in at about 450 pounds.
Your twin brother, Ike?
Yes.
Ike O'Mara.
Mike and Ike. And because we called ourselves, his name really was Orville, but we called each other Mike and Ike so we could get the candy for free.
Orville.
Yeah, they were joined. Ski Daddle says they were joined at the head.
Oh, then I stand corrected. Mm-hmm. We went into that booking really enthusiastic. And you know what it was like, Mike? It was like when we said, let's do Valentine's Day from the ranch, the Bunny Ranch.
Yes.
And it turned out to be the most depressing thing we've ever done.
I will tell you that there was a very similar feeling in that where, you know, you're there because it's an oddity and, you know, you're at the Bunny Ranch, which you know your listeners are going to be interested because it's titillating and, you know, and then you get in there and it's like very, very depressing that there are all these young women that are in this situation. And that was back in my 30s that we were doing this when I was young enough to have no empathy. And I still had empathy in that particular situation. I find that you go through a period of time where you're a sensitive little baby, that as you move into middle school, as I'm watching right now, the empathy chip seems to fade away. And then as you get into your teens, 20s, and 30s, we used to call them the douchebag 30s, where the empathy is at its all-time low. And then as you age, maybe it comes back in. Maybe not. There are a lot of non-empathetic people around this neighborhood that are curmudgeons and yell at my kids for various reasons. So I don't know. But twins, rock and roll. Yeah.
So they're joined at that. I do remember now after searching my mind that they changed their names from Lori and Dory to Lori and Reba because Dory wanted to be a country singer and she loved Reba. Happy's Place is on Friday nights on Channel 4 and it streams the next day on Peacock.
Have I told you you're my favorite? Up in Maine, this is big. I don't know about the rest of the country. All I know is Maine. But in Maine, community suppers are a big deal. They have them for churches. Sure. They have them for schools. A delicious dish of baked dirt was accidentally served during a high school community supper in Maine last week. The school admitted the mistake on social media. They said that it was an unfortunate incident, and here's how it happened.
Yeah.
Earlier in the day, students had baked potting soil as part of a science activity to sterilize it so they could later test plant growth. The soil had been placed in a baking dish covered with foil and set off to the side. During the meal, there was some chaos in the kitchen as the servers were working to quickly deliver food to the tables, and the dish was mistakenly grabbed and brought out. Three students ate the dirt.
Oh, sorry about that.
Then afterwards, they took a really long nap. They served it
without noticing it's dirt.
I think what's it they
say
probably,
with the rest of the food?
It might have looked like a cookie crumble on top.
Maybe, or a blueberry buckle, something like that. Mike, to be fair, though,
It's blueberry grunt up in Maine.
Maine has the tastiest soil.
Yes, they do, especially when it's sterilized.
So
they thought it was a dessert item. They immediately realized that, of course, tasted like dirt. They spit it out, and the dirt was taken away. The school insisted that this was a coincidence and not a prank. There's no indication that anyone was hurt or sickened by the mix-up. Yeah, I wouldn't imagine you eat a lot of dirt. First mouthful, that probably gets you to stop.
I'd like to watch that for the next 24 hours, though.
Yes. Rob Spiewak, you always tell me who's the best guest we've ever had, and you always say, going away, Joey Chestnut, the competitive eater.
Yeah. Yeah.
Competitive eater Joey Jaws Chestnut, the reigning champion and 17-time winner of Nathan's Famous International Hot Dog Eating Contest, will compete in the July 4th spectacle while on probation after he pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor battery charge.
Oh, no. Joey, Jaws, don't do this.
Chestnut was accused of slapping a man on the face during a night out at an Indiana bar. His attorney, Mario Masalamani, said that he entered a guilty plea April 20th and was sentenced to 180 days probation in Hamilton County. A judge has granted him permission to travel outside the state, allowing Chestnut to defend his title and signature mustard belt in Coney Island.
That is so gross.
Rob, did you say you were reaching out to see if we indeed had a phone line to the attorney, Mario Masalamani? Do you have
ready to go? Let me see if I can bring it
Let's see if can do that. All right. Yeah, see if he's there.
Yeah.
Rob's trying to get that right now. See if he's on the phone. No, you don't have to find that. I'm just going to do it on the sound.
I was pretending to
like
find
this one. Oh, I don't have it. It's not working. I'm sorry. It's not working. I wish it would.
Do you think that Joey Chestnut would... Oh, hi. You're the attorney for Joey Chestnut, Mr. Masalami?
The rent stays the same as before.
Can you congratulate your client? I'd like if you could to congratulate your client. I understand he just broke the Guinness record for eating dirt.
Eat the dirt, then take a nice sleep. There I am.
Hey, look at you.
Mario Masalamani. Hey, if you got a problem, you slap somebody in a bar, I tell you right now, I defend you. I defend you like nobody defend you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Did they kick him out of jail for eating too much?
Yeah, he ate everybody's plate. Went through the county jail eating everybody's plate. All right, play the music. I gotta go. I gotta go poop.
So
thank
long,
you.
Attorney. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. And anyway, I want to tell you about eating again because Omaha Steaks, the best. You'll know as soon as you get your Omaha Steaks. Fire up the grill and stock up now because the Omaha Steak Burger sale is officially on for a limited time. You can bring home the premium burgers everyone loves at incredible savings. We're talking juicy, tender burger flavor that turns every backyard cookout into a gourmet event. Easy to prepare, packed with flavor, and delivered right to your door. It just doesn't get any better than this.
You're right.
For just $99.99, people, you'll score 20 premium steak burgers made of filet mignon, New York strip, ribeye, brisket, and sirloin. They aren't your average grocery store burgers. They're so tasty. Mm. They are thick, juicy 6-ounce burgers that are better than the best. You'll also get 8 free Wagyu smash burgers. More burgers. No shortcuts, just top quality beef done right from freezer to grill. Best spot I've ever read, ladies and gentlemen. From freezer to grill to your belly. Buy now and protein up. So get ready for grilling season with the mouthwatering Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack, including 8 free Wagyu Smash Burgers. That's 28 burgers total for just $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and as a bonus, use promo code Mike to get $35 off your order. That's $35 off with promo code Mike. I love it when you say Mike. Mike, 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 Mike. Terms apply. See the site for details. All right, it's time to talk dumplings.
Yes, finally.
I'm sorry, yes. Dumplings. It's Josh Soroka that says dumplings.
And I need to ask Mike, dumplings. He's been teasing this for a few days now. Do you have any idea what it's about?
I have no idea. I should because it's a 12-year-old thing.
Okay,
it's a 12-year-old thing.
I haven't asked my son yet. You know,
can you see this line outside of Five Below on Saturday morning?
God, is this have anything to do with those squishies?
Got in line. Got a ticket for the golden dumpling.
It's got to be some synthetic squishy thing.
I got it right here. So this is the big. Thing with middle school now is this mystery dumpling.
Dumpling. Is it soft?
I believe so. I haven't opened this.
Now, does it have something in it?
Yeah, I think it's got a dumpling in it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You brought it is this something your kid
this
digs?
Is something that all the kids are into, where it is a squishy dumpling.
And you would get at a Chinese restaurant, a pot sticker or something.
Can you
hold
it up to the camera again so I can see the packaging?
So see, it's a little container.
Okay.
It's a little like steam container where you would have dumplings in there.
And see, it's a little mystery
dumpling. Hold on.
Shark edition.
Move it over just a little bit so I can. Will you find the super rare shark dumpling?
You're right.
So move it over there. The viral mystery dumpling.
That is so Timu. It's the viral. Will you find the mystery shark?
So we got the phone call to be like, hey, we didn't have the kids this weekend, but it was I need you to go to Five Below and get there before they open and get in line to get this golden dumpling.
You had to
go by yourself?
This was Kelly and me.
Question, when a trend like this goes down, is your son Owen, is he a leader or is he a follower?
Oh, I think they're all followers.
They're all followers, right?
So who are they following?
And I assume they're following TikTok and YouTube Shorts. That's where they're following.
I have not heard word one, and I'm going to ask him as soon as I pick him up today.
Were 100 kids there, so it should be something that your kids know about.
Now, I would assume that if you find the shark in that package,
I assume that's like very special.
Now, can you do it so we can see it? So you hold it up we see it before.
He took the lid off. There you go.
All right, that's the dumpling. Do you have to like break it apart?
No, I think
it's
just
like
lifts
a squishy
it.
Thing.
Oh, so and that's
is
so
there guess, anything in it?
But
there's some writing on it on the outside. There's a character
in it, from what I can tell.
What's the character on the outside of the dumpling? There looks like it's something stuck on there.
It's a little face. And it from what I can understand from the packaging, is it looks like if you're the lucky one, there's a shark inside.
Well, I get it. Okay.
I think it should look more like a dumpling. I would like to see a crescent shape.
Do you
think
the shark is a plastic toy inside the squishy thing?
I assume so. There's nothing inside this guy.
Show the picture again. It looks like a blue squishy that had a shark mouth on it.
No. It does not. No. The picture, show him the picture again, where way it's got a shark inside, Rob?
I think that's what I'm looking for.
I see. But it does have sunglasses and eyes on the outside, like the other.
I got a face, but nothing's inside.
This is the new trend where it's just every hour. Yeah.
And it's always squishy things now. And I guess the kids collect different color dumplings.
My son got butter the other day. Where did he get it? He got it in an unusual place. I think he got it at the pet store. Yes.
Yeah.
We had Japanese ice cream, and he got it at the pet store yesterday. It was not gross. The ice cream was fantastic. It was really cool. It was a peach ice cream.
Buying it at a pet store is gross.
That's gross. Yeah, especially when the freezer that is sitting right across from the giant boa constrictor.
Yeah, I'm sure that the Asian ice cream manufacturer provided the freezer, mm-hmm. and then they just sell the ice cream. I'm underwhelmed that it doesn't look like a dumpling, and also it's
slightly. It's got little.
Have you done? You're all about the side hustle. Have you done any inquiring regarding if you do get the dumpling with the shark inside and if it has any value to these crumb crunchers?
I don't think any of it has resale value. I think it's all about telling their friends they have it and going on YouTube.
And then to see if they've got the one with the shark. It's like,
I think if you've got the golden one, it got you like a shopping spree to Five Below.
You know, watching Euphoria, which is getting better and better, by the way, every week, but it also, to me, is so symbolic of where we are as a society right now when you watch Euphoria. Look, I know that the average schmo that's out there is not involved in strip joints and prostitution and drugs and OnlyFans, but Euphoria paints a very, very enthusiastically clear picture of what we value now. And it really is, it's a little... You pause when you think about it because you're like, okay, it's influencing, it's followers, it's look at me, it's the moral compass being a little askew.
Will you entertain a question about this show? Because I first watched it when it came out, season one.
They're incredible. And by the way, there's a funny streak in it. That really, really works.
But it's very dark. It's so dark.
I love the show. I think it's a great show.
It get more nihilistic and negative for two seasons.
I think that's the pattern. It starts out a little fluffier with the stupid stuff happening and then dark, 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 dark.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't take HBO Max, so I haven't seen it this year. So you're saying that this darkness adds to it and doesn't make it hard to watch?
Yeah. I mean, because it gets to the point where it is almost like an actor's piece in a Murder on the Orient Express at the beginning,
sure,
with all the calamity that goes on and how she gets started. But then it settles into a much more heavy situation of how vacuous everybody is and how everybody captures it so well.
It's scary.
Everybody's out for the hustle.
Yeah.
And it's just... You know, it's dark and it's depressing. Yeah. And you realize this is where we are as a society. Not that everybody, as I said, is running a nasty strip joint with prostitution in the back and selling drugs out of the same place and all that different. But it's very odd.
Yeah.
And it also paints a picture of, in some cases, you can value nothing except what's right in front of your face. Like they kill this lady's bird in the most recent episode. And this lady is a horrible criminal that does horrible things to people. But the bird, that's a different story. Her little bird, her little perfect bird dies. Yeah. Then, it's just a very,
Does it reflect on our society now being so instant gratification?
It reflects
streaming
on the
audio
fact that
and everything is available.
What we care about is not really cool we care about. But Zendaya as an actress playing the dumb Rue and all the stuff she gets into, I love it. It's fantastic. And Sydney Sweeney's a great actress too. They both do a really, really good job of playing in Sydney Sweeney's case, the shallowness of her character and the lost soul that Rue is in this. I think it's a worthy.
What about Hollywood darling Jacob Elordi?
I know you don't like him because he's a good looking guy and he got all the girls in high school. I know.
No, I don't like him because he ruined Frankenstein.
It's Elvis.
He played Elvis badly too.
Okay, that was his crime. We'll take a break. Go out and get your dumpling. Or dumpling, whichever the
shark
case may
dumpling.
Be. Yes. Josh, you were going to add one little thing here. What was that?
I was just going to say avoid the butter.
Avoid the butter.
The gummy butter is very, it's disgusting. We have that in our house as well.
The squishy butter? Yeah.
The squishy
butter. God, it's so wild. That stuff is just the same, and you guys are so far apart, and all the trends are exactly the same.
Well, you know, Rob, it is not always easy making your way around this modern world. Trust me, I know that. Sometimes life gets heavy, stress, burnout, anxiety, family, coworkers, and eventually you realize maybe I should talk to someone. But finding a therapist that actually takes your insurance, that can feel almost impossible. That's where Rula comes in. Rula connects you with licensed therapists and mental health providers covered by insurance. They work with over 100 insurance plans, and the average copay is around $15 a session, sometimes even zero, depending on your coverage. I do. Let me tell you about Rula. This is the way I really feel about Rula. I am rooting for this company to kill it.
Yeah.
I am rooting for this company to be a model, not only for the mental health care in America, but in healthcare in general. We need this so badly, a company that is thinking about your pocketbook. Pocketbook in this day and age. Rula helps match you with providers based on your needs and your preferences so you can find someone who really fits you. And that's the whole key to finding a therapist, is somebody that can work with you and give you the advice, the care, just somebody to talk to that you need. You can get appointments available as soon as tomorrow. If you're somebody struggling right now and you're listening to me, please give Rula a chance. Mental health care should be affordable and, most importantly, accessible. This is a great company for doing this. Rula.com/TMOS. Do it today to get started. That's RULA.com/TMOS. Thank you, Rula. And this is one I am rooting for. I am not kidding you on this, because it needs to be, you know, so many areas of medicine have to be accessible for us.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know. When are they going to tackle the dentists? When is the dental care?
I want them to
gonna
physically tackle the dentist.
When did the dental care become, you know, you go into the Ritz-Carlton offices everywhere, and it's just standard operating procedure that if you need a crown on your tooth, you're going to pay over $1,000? It's insanity.
I also thought of that this week because I went in to get a prescription filled at Target, and my Target pharmacy, they closed down at 1 o'clock for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
There's no pharmacy.
Oh, there you go.
That's all pharmacies.
But I hate it. I mean, you've got five people working there. Have someone at least there for pickup. Well, but when our guy in Fairfax, Mike, when he started taking long weekends every weekend, that baffles me. You know, he's like, I don't have appointments on Fridays or Mondays.
It shouldn't baffle you. It's he didn't need to.
That, you know what? You're right.
He charges so much, he doesn't need to hustle.
Or did he open up a second location?
No.
Because we've got guys down here where it's Monday, Tuesday, I'm at this office.
Like regular doctors.
Others, I'm at another.
Yeah.
And Friday, he mostly goes to Five Below.
It's conglomerates. It's big business. It's big money. And, you know, that's why they're a sponsor. I don't know the details of their business model, but I love when they say, we take as many insurance companies that are out there, almost 100 of them. So that's good stuff. But I really, really worry about where we're headed with everything when the prices go up, whether it's gas, whether it's beef at the grocery store, whether, you know, the medical care, where, you know, you see a lot of old people down here and they can't. On a fixed income, it's very difficult for these people to go out and get dental care. And then you walk into the office of a dentist, and it looks like you're walking into the, the lobby of the Venetian in Las Vegas.
They should have slot machines. I know you love when you check into a hotel when you can hear the casino.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you talk about the different things kids are into, this is kind of an old-fashioned thing I did with my kid yesterday. He gets, I don't even know what the name of it is, Josh, but it's a version of wiffle ball that's all the rage right now. I forgot
Blitzball.
Blitzball, he knows all this
stuff. I've got it in the garage.
Blitzball is plastic bat, plastic balls, wiffle ball, essentially.
It's a redesigned wiffle ball, so it goes further.
It goes further.
But it's still not going to hit you. If it hits something, it's not going to break a window or anything?
Well, because it's interesting that you mentioned that, because my afternoon yesterday, I got a request early in the morning, Dad, can we go to the sporting goods store dicks, and pick up a blitz bat and a blitz ball because I want to modify it. And it's like $12 or something.
This was my discussion last weekend.
And so I participated in the modification yesterday. Now, if anybody gets hurt.
Or the ball?
The bat.
Okay, now when I think of wiffle ball, and they, you know, I didn't play a lot of ball, of course, growing up, but I remember the toy. It was just a die, a spin die yellow bat. How can
more
you modify
of a,
it?
Plastic formed real bat now.
It's more. Okay.
The way you modify it is you make it just a little bit thicker, but sturdier.
All right, so here's what we did.
All right.
So the plan exists all the way along. We get it home. I come into the house, and my son brings in a tennis ball. And then we saw off the tippy top of the plastic, and then you twist in the tennis ball because it doesn't go easily. You do that, and then we finished putting it in with a rubber mallet. So it
goes. Is it a full-size tennis ball?
Full-size tennis ball. It's now at the end of the bat. Then I notice when I take my fingers and I shove the ball in a little further, I say to my son, well, you know, Michael, there's room for two tennis balls in here. We might as well really, if you're going to cork it, really. Right. Yeah, I got fully engaged.
Ring it. Yeah.
So we get another one. It fits nicely. Mallet the thing in. Just shove it down a little bit. Then I take the top. I am so committed to this project because Michael, being 12, brings out scotch tape. I said, dude, bruh. That's not going to work. It's not going to work at all if you do that. Yes.
I've got a wiffle ball bat in my garage right now, completely wrapped in duct tape on the same attempt.
Yeah, okay. This thing, here's what I did. I get the second one in there.
Right.
We tape it with black duct tape right at the top, right on the seam. And I'm like, well, if they hit this, it's going to probably dislodge with just the duct tape. But then I took it over to the stove.
Smart.
I took it over to the stove and I kind of melted, not melted completely, but I heated up the duct tape so it would soften it. And then I pressed it on a little higher. And that bat went to school where I believe it's going to be used for recess in about an hour from now. So
that's
we'll see
fantastic.
What happens with that.
Any test swings?
We took it out to the front yard. And, there's one blitz ball that is somewhere on my neighbor's roof right now that I
haven't mister.
Been able to recover with that.
When
but
you had the cool. When you finally corked the bat yesterday, were you walking around like Morgan Freeman in Stand By Me?
No, I was not. Thank you.
I'm the Batman.
Yeah, the Morgan Freeman?
Yeah.
In Wasn't Stand By Me?
Not Stand By Me, oh God! I had it a second ago. He's the principal in the movie that has to take over the really rotten high school.
Oh, okay. It's not Stand and Deliver.
No, I don't think
this is where the chat group is going to know in 5 seconds what we're talking about. That means they can hardly read.
That's the movie I was thinking.
Lean
of.
On Me.
Lean on me.
Another '60s hit.
Thank you, Jeff Ward. Appreciate that. We will take a break. Do you have any beautiful video for us today, Rob Spiewak?
A variety of stuff that will entertain and also challenge your mental capacity.
It will fascinate you. But first, I want to tell you all about our friends at Soul. Oh, Soul. You ever hit that point in the day where your brain says, yeah, we're done here? I may have already today. That's exactly why I want to tell you about Soul's out-of-office THC gummies and drinks. Soul makes THC gummies and drinks designed to help you relax, unwind, and actually enjoy your downtime. You eat any when you went to Disney the other day, Josh? Did you have a gummy or two?
I did. It hit great while on It's a Small World, and it was great.
Yeah. It was better than the filet mignon, Mike.
Soul makes THC gummies and drinks designed to help you relax. Whether you're trying to chill after work, sleep better, laugh more with friends, or just quiet the nonstop chaos in your head for a little while, Soul has something for that. Their gummies taste great, the drinks are super refreshing, and everything is made with high-quality ingredients and clearly labeled doses so you know exactly what you're getting every single time. The best part? No hangover, No weird mystery experience, just a smoother way to relax and take your mind out of office for just a little bit. Thousands of people are already making Soul part of their evening routine, so if you're ready to upgrade your chill, check out Soul, the office gummies and drinks. Do it today. Your brain has earned the vacation. Plus, they are Spiwak and Soroka approved.
So true.
Give yourself the gift of a healthier unwind at the end of the day. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Get to Get Soul. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. Off. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
I think you know me pretty well, Mike. I'm not a hateful person. I love to love. I love to encourage people. I'm enthusiastic. I'm optimistic. But I always had a problem with one company in Washington, D.C. And when I was commuting to D.C. every day, I would turn left off of turn left off of M Street and see Georgetown Cupcake. And good for them that they make cupcakes. I've had their cupcakes. They're not that great. They're nothing to write home about. It's
the cupcake. The cupcake craze has diminished a little bit, right?
I believe you're right.
Everybody was getting them for a while there, and it's a cupcake. It's not a real cake.
I mean, I'd be pulling in at 7:30, getting ready to do the show. I'd pull by Georgetown Cupcake, and people would be lined up. In the District of Columbia, you're pennies away, a short cab ride away from the monuments and the Smithsonian's, but they're waiting in there to get a cupcake. Well, this guy, this was a couple days ago, he was walking around Georgetown with a beer keg. Now, I don't know if this was meant to target Georgetown Cupcake, but this is what happened. He threw the beer keg through the window. Here he comes. My eyes, it looks full because it's not easy to throw it. Yeah.
Yeah, he had trouble with it.
He had over $10,000 worth of damage there. Sorry about that.
Okay, so is he trying to break in?
No, because he threw the keg and walked away.
He's just tired of this place. Tired of the lines.
And I don't blame him. I don't blame him.
That's odd. That's very strange.
A good cringy moment here, Mike, and I just showed my hand. I need to rewind a little bit because it was a three-hour meeting.
Was that Flava Flav?
It was. Did you know he lives in Las Vegas?
I did not.
Yeah, he lives in Las Vegas, and they do a thing called, I think it is called She Weekend, where they celebrate female athletes, and Flava Flav actually went to a town council meeting, and it just got a little cringy,
summer
I think.
Summer camps to help build that out.
This is his assistant, the hype lady. Flav give a little bit of his
back. I just want to say, thank you, for giving me the opportunity, and I'm honored, what I'm saying, to be able
with
to,
a clock around his neck.
Bring these United States Olympic athletes here to Las Vegas. I am a girl dad. And I am a big supporter of women's sports.
I'm sorry
sports.
To interrupt you. My colleagues are reminding me that we need your name for the record.
Your name for the record. Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Flava Flav. William Drayton, a.k.a. Flava Flav. I'm sorry, guys.
We're strict around here.
But
what's just Satan behind him?
What's that?
Satan sitting behind him.
I did not. Okay.
Roll the video back up. I'm totally confused. I don't understand the setup.
I don't know what's going on.
He went up there as celebrity Flava Flav to promote this festival and try to get them to approve it.
So he's bringing in female athletes from around the country, Olympic athletes to Vegas?
Yes.
A noble activity.
It has to be promoted, but when he gets up...
Why is it cringy to you?
Because he was introduced by the lady in front of him, and they said, we need your name for the record.
Which was funny. It was a funny moment, right?
Well, I think it's also a little disappointing on his
now fame
level.
I want to see Satan in back.
Okay, here we go.
But I just wanted to really thank,
the good eye, John.
It's LBD. It's LBD in back of him.
Yeah, it is. It is. Oh, my God.
Well, it's just a weird setup. There's a guy in a military uniform. There's Satan. There's Flavor Flav. I don't know what's going on.
I was looking right at Flav, and I didn't see that. One more time, please. I just want to see the guy who was left. What is his deal?
Of doing something real good and great. For these female athletes.
Nice horns.
That one goal.
Do you think he maybe has stood in the Congress when there was the insurrection? He looks like an insurrectionist to me.
I'm just trying to listen to Flav explain himself, and I think he's stood in line at a cannabis dispensary a number of times.
Well, there's six people there, and one is Flavor Flav, one is Satan, and one is like an admiral of something.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a biker, we have Satan, and then the admiral, and then what appears to be perhaps a normal-looking lady who just came in off the street to attend a council meeting. I don't know. Who knows?
Although you got to give it to Flav. That's a great shirt.
It is a great shirt.
I love it.
I think it's dressed down for Flavor Flav.
It could be. Mike, when you're on vacation, do you ever just get the notion to break a world's record?
Always. Constantly I'm thinking about that. Always. No off switch.
So when you're on a Disney cruise and you realize that you're close to having the talent to breaking the record of breaking swizzle sticks in half at the bar in a minute, you do it. And then you produce a video where you make yourself seem like a hero.
I've chewed a lot of
them. This was supposed to be a family vacation, but somehow I ended up putting on a show. We were on a 15-day Disney cruise in the middle of the Pacific, trying to get to American Samoa, which happens to be the most remote U.S. national park. It ended up being the cheapest way to get there. But it also meant we had a lot of time at sea. Like, a lot of time. 15 days. I mean, 11 of the 15 days at sea. So after a few days, I started thinking, I should probably break a world record.
I'm going to cut him off. He did it. But
you can play a little more. Says, I'm fascinated by this. Go ahead. Play a little bit more.
I've been wearing a cocktail stick record before, so I knew the technique. I knew the pace. So I set up a table, laid out all the sticks, and it actually turned into...
Thank you. Is there in the 1 minute that we spent with that gentleman, is there one good thing about him?
No.
No. Josh mentioned his branded shirt.
I was interested by one thing he said.
What's that?
That to get to American Samoa... the Disney cruise would be the cheapest way. Well, to me, there would be worse ways to travel.
Well, it's got to be a lie.
Yeah,
that's right. They're paying him. That's
it's not
right.
a family I mean, vacation. He made it clear there's not a family vacation.
Unless they don't have an airport, it's impossible. The Disney cruise is the most expensive cruise there is. For 15 days? Mm-hmm. I can't imagine it.
Right. It's not going to be as good as the Margaritaville cruise.
No, not at all. And I've got some records to break there, too. Mm-hmm. You'll be excited. Mike, you're a drummer. I love that you're a drummer. And I love the way drumming can change the feel of a record. I don't know exactly the definition of this, so I'll just say how it was explained. The song Jump by Van Halen.
Okay.
Do you think it would work as a shuffle?
Yes.
Okay, let's take a look. I think you got it right.
Tough to match the vocal with it. They do it with AI now. I mean, they can do it.
I think that's real, though.
I want to go to the hook. Do we get it to the hook?
Yeah. I'm fell for it.
I love it.
He's good, right? This drummer.
The young David Lee Roth.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I knew it would. Okay. I knew it would. All right. Absolutely knew that would work. That was fine.
Mm-hmm. You had something that you said that fascinates me. To match the vocal, is it because on the original song, David Lee Roth is being drummed to by his voice because it's a rock rhythm and not steady? So there can be some variance, right?
I love when songs get repurposed with a different rhythm.
Me too.
I think it's a lot of fun. And they talk about a great example. One of my favorite clips of all is when Glenn Campbell goes on this Nashville show and they talk about Gentle on My Mind. And it was a slow song as a demo. It was a really slow, depressing song. Mm-hmm. And he turned it into a fast song, and it's one of my all-time favorites from Glenn Campbell. And
he's great.
And he played the whole thing, and it's I love it when they mess. It can change the whole deal with the song.
When the Beatles brought Please Please Me to the studio, it was also, they described it as a Bing Crosby-like ballad, and the producer said, no, go rework it. And they brought it back as the up-tempo record, and I'm sure it wouldn't have worked before.
Right.
You love your mayor, Mike. I love my mayor. Josh, do you love your mayor?
I don't know who it is.
Okay. This is the anchors say, this is a weird story. So if you're in California, you might want to do
a little... Have I ever showed you my impression of Josh stifling a yawn when you were talking about the Beatles?
No.
Here we go.
Did I cover a yawn? Well, I did have a sneeze there. I was trying to cover.
Oh, it's a sneeze. Yeah. It might be a sneeze. It was well a sneeze
I was trying
that.
To cover.
It was okay. Nothing to sneeze at. You may want to research your mayor before you vote, because this actually happened in California.
Cody, thank you. Now to an unusual story about a mayor in California who admitted to spreading propaganda on behalf of the Chinese government.
Eileen Wang agreed to a plea bargain just 3 months after she became mayor of Arcadia. Nicole Skanga has the details tonight.
Hello, everyone.
When Eileen Wang was campaigning to join Arcadia City Council, the U.S. Justice Department says the now mayor was acting as an illegal agent of the People's Republic of China.
Ooh.
Prosecutors say between 2020 and 2022, the 58-year-old and her former fiancé operated a website called U.S. News Center that looked like a legitimate outlet for the local Chinese American community. Wang admitted she received directives through the messaging app WeChat from Chinese government officials.
Thanks a lot, Arcadia, for letting
Is that Arcadia, Florida?
No, Arcadia, California.
Arcadia, California. We have an Arcadia in Florida, too.
That's scary, though. That, you know, that would just... And mayor is not something you just waltz into. That's a real title.
And the charges she faced, tons of charges, because after each charge, they would say conspiracy. And then,
Mike, let's close musically as well. I know the bassoon is a woodwind, isn't it?
No! Okay. What?
The bassoon is a woodwind instrument, right?
I wish I did. I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, I think it is. But I think the grandfather of all the woodwinds is the flute. And,
No, and then!
And then!
No, and then!
And then!
No, and then!
And then!
No,
and then!
My finger slipped.
I like the fact that flutes are still finding new ways to be used. Okay. Not like in the movie American Pie, but I like the way this lady plays flute. We'll close with this. She's beatboxing.
Great sound.
Isn't that cool?
And then.
That suggests to me an episode of Police Woman in the background, but I thought it was really cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, a little later on this afternoon, we're coming back with a bonus show that's going to feature medical news and then the dumpling mania. Is we've covered that.
Yes.
We've got hoarding coming up on the bonus show today.
Shameful.
And
we've
yes,
got
John.
The Producers Club tomorrow.
And the Producers Club
members.
Tomorrow
right.
For the, including a lot of info that was gathered this week regarding the show, and it'll be an open forum on that. So lots of content in the next 24 hours, ladies and gentlemen. Go to tmospodcast.com, click on the Amazon button, shop through Amazon. It benefits the show. We appreciate that. Still benefits the show, right, Josh?
Are we it does still- today.
It does Life is a little dance. We'll see you next time. Have a great weekend, everybody. Have a great 3-day weekend if this is the last time you're going to hear from me. And we will check back in with you on Tuesday. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That will never happen again, and I'm sorry.
No, and then.
And then.
No, no, and then.
And then.
Piss me off, lady.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.